anybody who sat there, and I had no reply, but I'm still switching back and forth, and trying to do both things at once. Hi, back to you, Steve.
12 minutes past the hour, so I'd say if people aren't on the 27 by now, you're all set to just stay here, Jose.
All right, I'll turn my other radio off then, Steve. All right, KB1TCD standing by.
And is KB1UTD out there? Okay, well, I guess we've got five people so far, and I will just send out an initial message. This is PSK125RC5, and it should take 28 seconds. If anybody is not set up, please let me know. Okay, KB1TCE sending digital traffic. Folks, copied. David, WE1U. The more the merrier. Great. Norm, NY1B, how'd you copy?
NY1B, copied and extracted. Back to net.
Hey, Jose.
Actually, Steve, I didn't pay attention to you. I went back to the 270, and lo and behold, I had Phil, N1EP, and he was having trouble. I guess he was in the 880, and then he cannot get the 820, apparently, so he's not going to be on tonight, but he let you know that he was trying, and he said 73 to everybody.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Would you like me to resend it?
Please.
Let me go through the rest of the list. Miriam, KC1AAH.
100%, good copy. 100%, good copy, KC1AAH.
Okay, very good, Miriam. And Chuck, KB1TGB.
Copied 100%.
No problem, back to you. Okay, thank you, Chuck. And for everybody's information, Chuck on VHF is 100% audio coupled. He's been doing that for 4 years now, Chuck, something like that. So got a nice system set up with a microphone that's at a fixed distance from the speaker. Okay, let's go to WE1U. David, first of all, your radiogram and then everything else. KB1TC to WE1U. Well, you can continue, but I'll just answer your question. What we've always called 100% is that it extracted and opened in FL message. So the process is complete. The other format or the other results would be it was readable on the screen, but it did not extract, or it came through with errors. And sometimes the errors, it's hard to find them. It might be a space or something like that, but it doesn't impair the readability. But generally, 100% is it's perfect, and then explanation with anything else. Back to you, David. Thank you, David. No, I got everything, and we talked a little bit about this before the net, but as far as radiograms go, the only request here is that they come in using the FL message form, and and then either Norm NY1B takes them and puts them into the SeagullNet, or I put it into NTS Digital. And hang on for 1 second, I got Mike Coulomb on the phone. That was Mike Coulomb. He can't get the 8-2, so. Okay. Let's go through the list and see how everybody copied. Norm, NY1B.
NY1B extracted all three. The middle one, second one's got a blue box around it. Does that mean it's different than the other two?
I mean a blue box around it.
It's outlined in blue, thin blue line all the way around it.
On the FL message form itself?
Oh, on the RAP receive file.
No idea. That I've never seen that. Okay, and I can't, I don't see anything different here, but you got them all, right?
I got them all, thank you, NY1B.
That new Windows you installed. Jose, KB1TCD.
Got that 100%, Steve. There's a station out there breaking.
That's WE1U. Go ahead, David. Yep, good idea. Norm, did you follow that?
No, I didn't. I was reading. Repeat.
So just bring the window on your desktop and then do a print screen. Just do the print screen command and then open up, forget what it is in digital, it's Paint, I guess. Bring that up, save it, and then you can email it or show it around. But that's a good way of capturing anomalies like that. Back to you, Norm.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you, NY1B.
Hey, Miriam, KC1AIH. How did you copy?
KC1AIH, good copy. 100% copy.
Okay, you're, that's pretty good because you're coming in kind of scratchy, totally understandable, but with a bit of scratch, which I guess is understandable given your distance. Okay, thank you very much. And Chuck, KB1TGB.
Chuck, KB1TGB, received the message 100%, Steve. Back to you.
Okay, and for Jose's benefit, I will resend mine if I can find it. It is right here. KB1TCE, are you all, TCD, are you all set?
Sam, Steve, thank you.
KB1TCE, sending digital traffic, 28 seconds.
KC1CWC.
KC1CWC, Tony, how you doing?
Sorry, I was, I don't know why, but I thought 7:30, so I'm a little bit late. Can you let me know what program and what mode you're going to be resending the traffic in?
Okay, we're using PSK125RC5 and send it at 1500. Let me know if you need help in finding that on your screen.
I believe that is all correct. I got the waterfall center at 1500. I've got PSK125RC5. I just plugged in my laptop directly with a splitter between my speaker and the input of my laptop. I am getting some sort of a waterfall, so I'm thinking that it's working correctly, but this will be my first test with that setup.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I understand that KB1UTD gave you a bit of a run-through the other day.
Absolutely. We transmitted a couple of simple messages both ways. This way I don't have to rely on the microphone, because obviously I have a three-year-old, and having a direct connection, I think, will allow me to receive more reliably. KC1CWC, sorry to jump in there, but I just wanted to grab the mode before you sent that message.
Okay, and I'm doing a repeat for Jose. And depending on time, we can do the whole batch of them over again. We've got six people in here. WE1U, David, NY1B, Norm, KB1TCD, Jose, KC1AIH, Miriam, KB1TGB, Chuck, and yourself. Okay, this is KB1TCE sending digital traffic. Copy at that time.
Yep, got that 100%, Steve. Yeah, it's hard to copy when you're on the 270, right? Hi.
Yep, sure is. Okay, Tony, KC1CWC, were you able to copy that?
It looks good scrolling across the screen, but is there some sort of verification process I should be doing to make sure I actually got it 100%?
Okay, obviously a FL message window didn't pop up, correct?
No, mine doesn't do that automatically. I have to go find the wrap file, I think, and drop it into the FL message.
Nope, there's a much easier way than that. On your FL Digi screen, go to Configure, Miscellaneous. About two-thirds of the way down, a little over halfway.
ISC, MISC, found it.
Okay, that will bring up a window called FL Digi Configuration. There is a tab called NBeams. It's usually on the lower row of two rows.
NBEMS, all right.
And that's got four check boxes and a blank. Do you see that?
That says locate FL message, and I guess I just need to locate the navigate the FL message that's executable so it knows where it is.
Let me go through the options. You want the data file interface enabled, so that should be checked. Open message folder. You don't have to check that, but it's kind of nice. If you're trying to find the file, you don't have to go drilling down to get it. Then under reception of FL message files, check open with FL message. That will open it up. And if you want to see it in a printable format in your browser, you can check that. That's great if you want to print them off. Let me break for a sec. But it can also get in the way. So your option whether you want that or not. Then where it says FL message colon, just click the locate FL message. And what operating system are you using, Tony?
Windows XP, so I navigated right to C program files, FL message 2.0.7 / FL message.exe.
That's correct. Then you click save and then close. And that will automate, even if you don't have FL message open, it will open the program and display your message. Back to you, Tony.
All right, great. I have that set now.
And any time you update FL message to another rev, you have to change that because it'll go to the particular rev that you're running. Okay, let's go to Miriam, KC1AIH. You have one test FL message. KB1TCE to KC1AIH.
KC1AIH is 3 seconds.
Got a checksum fail. I'm clicking ignore errors. And let's see, after Tabasco, the rest is pretty much garbled until you get to, that sounds like it must be George Bernard Shaw, but that's a little bit messed up. But you're coming in probably S4 here, S5, so that's not, actually it's pretty good considering. Let's see how the other folks did. WE1U, David. And it's a good thing that KB1 UTD, staunch football fan, wasn't here to receive that. Okay, let's see how the others did. And I'll, Miriam, I'll probably ask for a resend. Norm, NY1B?
Y1B, it opened, but I've got some misspelled words there on the last part, the last sentence. Back to net.
Hey, Jose.
I checked some error, but came through fine.
Okay, Chuck.
Same thing as Norm. I got the first two sentences. The last sentence is pretty messed up, difficult to read. Back to you.
Hey, and Tony.
Very little of it. My squelch was barely being broken on my program, so I think it's a problem with my setup. I played around with it a little bit more, but all I got was American football, a game played by those that, and then it gave some errors, and then it says you are Crusha, and that was pretty much it. But I think that's brand new setup, just playing around with it here.
Okay, Miriam, would you please resend it, see what the difference is. Actually a little bit worse, not surprising, because they kept dropping the repeater. And Miriam, you're transmitting from... Understandable. Let me ask Mary, David, when you were doing the net before, were you using FL amp? And that's what FLAMP brings to the party. Basically, the program will take a message like this and break it up to small blocks, and you can set the block size. You could do one block, which would be like what it is now, two blocks, three blocks, 10 blocks, whatever. And it sum checks each block that's transmitted, and any missing blocks will show up as a missing block. The blocks 2, 5, and 7, for example, are missed. You can run a second iteration. Let me break. You can run a second iteration, and any missing blocks will hopefully fill in the second time around if the errors are random. Or if you send a long message and there are three missing blocks, you can send a block request back to the sending station, which will say, just fill in those three blocks, and then the sending station retransmits, or any station that received those blocks can send them. So it's a very nice way of making sure that the message is 100% accurate without having to necessarily resend the entire thing over again. And good suggestion on MT-63-2K, I guess use that quite a bit. Actually, given the noise, maybe 1K would be better. Miriam, could you switch over to MT-63-1K? Okay, if everybody on the net would switch over to MT-63-1K, long, 1KL. Tony, can you find MT-63-1K long?
Yes, I was able to locate that, 1000L.
There, let me know. Hey, KB1TC to KC1AIH, Miriam, transmit when you can. Signal was at 1,000, but it was very difficult to discern, and I think the conditions are just getting worse as far as propagation goes. So I didn't get anything, absolutely nothing on the screen anywhere else. Let me see if anybody else was able to get it. WE1U, David. Well, we can try, Olivia. It'll probably take a fair amount of time to do it, as far as transmission goes. We just stay at 1500. One thing that is kind of neat about Olivia, it's the forward error correction is time and frequency domain. And I've run some experiments because the Knox County repeaters are on a simulcast system, and there's a notch between about 1700 and 2400 hertz break, and it wipes out any wide signal unless you can sneak in under the notch. But MT-63, you can actually knock out about 30% of the bandwidth of the signal, and it'll still copy 100%. And likewise, you mentioned if you get gaps in it, they'll fill in because of the time domain redundancy. So let me go to Miriam. And Miriam, if you want to try it with Olivia 8500, send it at 1500, you're welcome to do that. KB1TC to KC1AIH.
Roger that. Give me a moment, and I'll switch to Olivia 8500 and shoot it to you.
Tony, can you find that okay?
The Olivia OL 8 Dash 500.
It's about a third way down the main menu, and OEP shows up as OL 8-500.
In the same 1500.
1500, and the code behind Deliver Your 8500 is it's 8 tones, 500 hertz bandwidth.
All right, well, I think I'm ready. The last message, even though it filled up my waterfall, it never even twitched the green bar on the right. Didn't even come. I never even saw it appear. It was like I wasn't even receiving a message. So hopefully this one goes a little bit better. KC1CWC, I'm on the Camden repeater, ETW.
We're all in the Camden. Okay, Miriam, how you doing? It timed out once in the middle, and I got, I did get copy, probably about a half of it. Certainly better than any of the, well, not quite as good as the PSK-125 RC-5, but then the conditions are really going downhill, and there were a lot of breaks, dropouts for the repeater. So KB1PCE, let's see if anybody else did any better. WE1U, David. I think that there just wasn't enough signal getting to the repeater and was dropping out here and there, dropping the squelch closing. But yeah, like you said, yeah, with a pair of scissors and some scotch tape, you could piece together the whole message. For next time, I would suggest everybody take a look at FLAMP, and maybe we'll give that a shot next week. It's pretty easy to set up, and it's actually fairly straightforward, and we can walk through it. Okay, Norm, NY1B, and you probably got to run, but how'd you copy that time?
It started extracting, but when the repeater dropped out, it quit extracting. It could copy 90% of it on the window, and if the repeater hadn't dropped out, I'm sure it would have extracted. I got one to send before I leave, and I got to go up and check on the light before the chimes.
Okay, Norm, go right ahead.
ESK 125 RC5, 12 seconds, 1500 on the waterfall. I'll wait a minute until everybody gets switched over.
That's show Beta Paul Sierra Kilo 125 in the lower left.
In the lower left, it'll be PSK 125 RC5.
And I think I need some help here. I got 8 PSK, QPSK, I'm not sure I see the correct mode. PSKR?
That's affirmative. PSKR, that'll bring down a little drop down. Go to multi-carrier, the last one on that list, and then about one-third of the way down the long list, it shows up as 5XPSK125R. Back to you.
All right, PSKR, multi-carrier, 5XPSK125R.
That's correct. KB1TCE, back to NY1B.
Okay, NY1B sending digital traffic. Let's make sure I've got everything set up here right. I do. Stand by. Well, I hit auto send, but it didn't auto send. Let's see if we can try that again.
Copy, NY1B. Just fine, Ed. I guess I did skip over you, right, Norm?
You skipped over me? Say again.
But I guess I skipped over you the first time through.
That's no problem. I'm going to cut out. I'm going to check on the wife before I could come down for the chimes. NY1B, clear. Good evening, and it was a good learning session tonight.
Okay, now we have to do is get the link system running to see that we can go through the link system. Okay, I think that takes care of everything. Let's go through the list and see if anybody has any last comments. David, WE1U, any other comments for the net? Yeah, I haven't done traffic reports, but I can certainly send something out to the group, and I'm keeping track, obviously, of everybody that's here. Okay, David, thank you. Norm has checked out. Jose, KB1TCD?
I'm getting everything 100%.
Oh, I want to ask a question of David. I heard that there might be a Skywarn training up this way at some point in the near future. Thank you, David. I believe that the sessions that have run up here in the past have been at the Knox County EMA, and I think they've also run at the Waldo EMA. And I'll ask Ray Sisk, the Knox director. I think he mentioned it at the last meeting, so he might have something in the works. Thank you. Miriam, anything else for the net tonight? TGB, anything else for the net?
Dave, this is Chuck, KB1TGB. Audio coupling caught all the messages tonight, even with the mistakes. Back to you.
You captured the mistakes 100%. Perfect. Okay. And Tony, KC1CWC, anything else?
Would like to send a test message.
Absolutely.
Great. I guess since we're already on it, I'll use the same format that Norm did, PSK125RC5.
That's our default mode.
Right, sounds good. If everybody's ready, I'm going to click auto send. KC1CWC sending digital traffic. Trying to save the file for some reason. Hold on a second. Let me make sure this is configured correctly to send. Just one minute.
If you haven't saved the file and you click auto send, it'll give you a prompt to save it first.
All right, trying again.
CWC, KB1TCE.
Go ahead.
Didn't look like PSK-125RC5, looked like one carrier.
Looks like it may have changed itself. It says now 8 PSK 125.
KB1 TCD break.
Hang on one sec, Jose. On config on FL message, Tony, the last item is FL Digi connection, and you have to sync the modem with FL Digi, and I have changed modem with autosend checked. And Jose, go ahead.
On FL message, when you're right at the bottom over there, it says you have to make sure that it says PSK 125 RC5, or else it's going to switch to whatever mode it says on there, Tony. So make sure when you're on the FL message and down at the bottom, right towards the middle, put it back. Make sure it's on PSK 125 RC5.
All right. Does it auto sync when I open it, or when it goes to send? I guess I'm gonna. My laptop I'm using is pretty old, and I can't actually quite see the bottom. Let me try auto hiding the toolbar here. And all right, yeah. So it says 8 PSK 125, which obviously isn't helpful. So guys, help me. Okay, so I close that program, and I need to go to op mode, and I'm looking like heck. You guys are probably all know exactly what it is off the top of your head, but, all right, PSK, multi-carrier, no, that's not the right one. I'm sorry, guys, help me out. Which multi-carrier was it?
Okay, first of all, Tony, on FL message, go to configure, not configure on FL Digi, but on FL message. There are five items there. Go to the last one, FL Digi connection. Make sure that the two checkboxes, sync modem to FL Digi and change modem with auto send, are checked. And then just close that window. Back to you, Tony.
All right, I was able to do that when the first time you mentioned it. Now I'm trying to set it back to the op mode that you guys normally use.
Okay, close FL message, and well, hopefully you won't lose the file, but the other way you can do it is on the drop down at the bottom of FL message, just click on that and find PSK 125 RC5 and click on that. Back to you, Tony.
Right, I think I have all that correct now. I did save my message before I closed it. At the bottom of my FL message, it does say PSK 125 RC5, and it says base 64. Do I need to worry about that?
The base 64 is if you compress the message. That's like turning it into a zip file. It'll make the message smaller, at least if you have a big message. And you can set the amount of compression, base 64, base 128, etc. So just ignore that. KB1 TCE, back to KC1 CWC.
All right, thank you everyone for your patience. This is my second time operating digitally, so KC1 CWC sending digital traffic in PSK 125 RC5 centered at 1500. KC1 CWC, message complete.
Hey, looks like a message to KB1 UTD. Got it 100%, Tony.
be painful, but I usually get there eventually. I'm running a compact Presario from, I don't know, probably 1998, considering it was designed for Windows ME. I put Mini XP on it the other night and loaded up some FL message and FL amp and FL digi. And, that was audio coupling. I plugged in a set of headphones. I just hold the microphone near them. So that's good. It's working. Thank you very much for your patience, Nat. KC1CWC, back to Net Control.
Okay, well, that's what the net's here for. So everybody's got to start at one point. I think took me a couple weeks of practicing before anybody received anything I sent, but that was a long time ago. Okay. Very good, Tony. This is KB1TC. Let's see if anybody's left, and then we'll close the net. David, WE1U, you still there? TCD, Jose.
Hey, Tony. Good job. Got that 100%. No problems. I didn't have any checks of errors. Came in just fine.
Hey, you got your Lincoln County net tomorrow night, correct, Jose?
That's correct. 7 o'clock.
Dickie Glidden's repeater. You want to just, for information, give the frequency and the tone?
Yep, Lincoln County Air Reset meets Monday night at Waldeboro Repeater, which is 147.390 with a PL tone of 179.90.
Okay, and have you got that listed on the section website yet?
I do not. I'll try to do that this week. Thanks for reminding me, Steve.
Hey. Miriam, still with us. I think she checked out. Chuck, KB1TGB, you still there? Guess Chuck is gone. Okay. Must have a show at 8 o'clock. Okay, this is KB1TCE. Well, we had a good net tonight. Didn't have too much chaos, except for the link system not working, so I guess we'll have to wait for another time to see how this actually flows through the link, but I learned how to unlink the 8-2. That worked, so I guess that's good. Oh, so, hearing nothing further, I'd like to thank all stations for their participation, as well as thanks to those who stood by to give us a clear operating frequency. This is Steve, KB1TCE, securing the main VHF NBeams net at 8:07 p.m. local time. Frequency is now open for general amateur use. Have a good evening.
Good night tonight, Steve. Good for a first time on the 820. And, good night, everybody. 73, KB1, TCD clear.